This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. A panel of three judges held hearings on two challenges to the constitutional amendments proposed by the Republican-led General Assembly. The first challenge comes from Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. The second comes from two advocacy groups. WUNC Capital Bureau Chief Jeff DeBerry joins me now. Welcome back, Jeff.
Hey there, Frank.
All right, tell us about these challenges to these proposed constitutional amendments.
So there are, as of right now, six proposed constitutional amendments that are slated to be on the ballot this coming November, and voters will have a chance to vote up or down on these. Two of them are not being challenged at all. We'll set those aside. Now, there are two questions on the ballot that deal with executive powers, separation of powers. So those two are being challenged both by the governor as well as by an environmental group and the NAACP. Those latter two are also challenging two other referenda question, one that deals with lowering the maximum amount of state income tax that legislators could ever enact, and also a question about voter ID at the polls. So several moving parts here.
All right. A lot of moving parts. Again, four amendments, two kind of separate challenges, because one of them is really about executive authority. What's the legal challenge here? I mean, they're not even they're just up for a vote. They would be on the ballot and then voters would decide. And here is a peremptory challenge, it seems to me, to keep these from getting to the ballot. What are the arguments in these cases? Why don't we start with executive authority?
Sure. So and we're what we heard yesterday from lawyers for the governor is that this really is not yet and may never be or may potentially someday down the line be about the constitutionality of these questions, of these changes. But they're not yet challenging that. What they're challenging, the governor's folks here, is the way that this has been done. And what they say is the language that would go before the voters is misleading and doesn't really give voters a good sense of the significant changes that could be coming to the state constitution. Now, for example, the two things that are on the ballot that would deal with executive powers are judicial vacancies, and judges in the state do run for office. But if a judge ages out or retires or passes away, it has been for about a century's time, the governor who appoints someone to fill those vacancies. And this would change that. And also, really, a lot of the governor's power comes from seating people on boards and commissions across the state. A question here would move that power largely back under the dome of the state legislature. And as for example, one of the key phrases within the phraseology of what could appear on the ballot, it talks about clarifying state law. And what the governor's lawyers said yesterday was that this is much more than a clarification and that this is the questions as they're written now are not fair to the voters.
And as you say, this is less about whether or not the legislature has the right to withdraw some of this authority or change the authority and more about how voters will be presented. There were five former governors who all held a news conference to voice their concern. Of those five, two of them were Republican former governors.
That's right.
One of them, former Governor Jim Martin. Let's listen to what he had to say.
I must say to you personally that it's embarrassing to me, after a career devoted to building a healthier, more competitive two-party system in our state, that it is a legislature controlled by my Republican Party that has hatched this scheme.
All right, that's former Republican Governor Jim Martin, and our most recent governor, Republican Pat McCrory, also not happy with this amendment.
Don't hijack our Constitution, especially through two deceitful and misleading amendments that will be on the ballot, which attempt to fool the citizens of our great state.
All right, hatch this scheme, deceitful attempt to by fellow Republicans. We have heard in these institutional arguments, often members of the same party will attack each other when it's legislative versus executive authority. But this is pretty strong language from Republicans.
It is. And we have not ever seen something like this before with a group of governors from both parties coming together to really criticize the state legislature here. Now, I would note that it's not about partisan. It's about power with this particular avenue, with these particular set of circumstances. And with McCrory, one of the things we heard from the most recent governor was a lawsuit that he filed. And he's no stranger to this. He had filed a lawsuit against Senator Berger, another member of the Republican Party. party, but of course the leader of the state Senate, back when he, McCrory, was in the executive mansion, over really just this issue, over who has the right to appoint certain people to boards and commissions. This was dealing with a coal ash commission following the coal ash spill. McCrory won that lawsuit. So that was part of what he spent his time making remarks on the other day. And the governors collectively said that the state Supreme Court has weighed in on some of this before, and that this is an overstep by the legislature.
Now we're talking about a three-judge panel who heard these arguments yesterday. Who are these judges? Who is deciding this, and what can they decide?
They have a fairly wide discretion here, right? I mean, we don't know how they're going to rule. We expect them to rule in short order. To answer one part of your question, there's a Republican, a Democrat, and an unaffiliated judge on this three-judge panel.
They are Superior Court judges, right?
They're Superior Court judges, yes. Appointed by the three-judge panels are empaneled by the Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court. And we expect these three judges to render some sort of ruling in the next few days. Now, they could deal explicitly with all four. They could group the challenges together. They could deal with them on an individual basis. We don't know. What I would expect is that once that initial ruling from this three-judge panel comes, it will be appealed up to the state Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court, we think, is going to hear an appeal and deal with this by the end of the month because, oh, by the way, we're now less than 3 months from an election, and there are federal guidelines that determine how long ballots need to go out, and the clock, the proverbial clock, is getting very close to having to start to go as it pertains to the November election. So time is of the essence here.
Jeff DeBeery, WNC Capital Bureau Chief. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Of course.